Pasuk says, "Bevein Adam she'enos Yeshua," for a human being who holds no salvation. And the Radak on the spot says, because if it's not for the will of Hashem, were it not for the will of Hashem, no human being could save us from whatever predicament we find ourselves in. Because as we say, Lashem HaYeshua, salvation is Hashem's. And Hashem brings his salvation to people. We need to realize where it comes from. More than that, even if you've got someone that comes up with a bright idea, an unbelievable plan, we need to recognize where those plans come from. It's so easy to say, my strength, the might of my hand, perform mighty things. Therefore, the Torah tells us, "Zecharetz Hashem Elokecha." You shall remember Hashem your God, Yehu Anisein Chakayach Lasus Chayil. He puts the idea into your head of how to achieve great things. Chavis Olvavus says everyone has to trust in something, but if you trust in human beings, then Hashem will put you at their disposal. Hashem will put you at their mercy. Hashem literally releases us to the fate of those that we place our trust in. And so yes, it's true, B'tachan is a self-fulfilling prophecy. Person trusts in Hashem, they'll find themselves under his hashkacha, under his providence, under his supervision. They trust in human beings. It's going to be a rough ride. Be'in Adam she'ein lo yisushua means a human being doesn't even have the ability to save himself. So how can you expect him to sell it to help you? These ideas are very nice to talk about intellectually. But unless we feel them emotionally, they're just platitudes, they're just statements. We're reading meaningless statements of Tehillim. And therefore, these are things we're meant to contemplate daily. We're meant to get them into our heads. Day after day after day. No matter what we're going through in life, whether there are big challenges or small challenges, whether they're personal challenges or there are national challenges. To realize, Bevein Adam She'ein Lo Yeshua, no human being can really help me. So what do I have to call out to? The only address is to turn to HaKadosh Baruch. The only address is to turn to Hashem. Like the old statement, there are no atheists in a foxhole. So yeah, every single day, we need to affirm this, we need to contemplate it, we need to internalize it. And that ought to also color the way that we behave. How much stock we put in others, how trusting we are to others, how vulnerable we make ourselves. Whether we need to bow and scrape, or whether we need to ingratiate ourselves to others. Perhaps even compromise our own values because we think that there's someone out there that can help us. But all of this is really in order that we should be true to ourselves, true to our values, true to Hashem. Yes, we live in Olam HaAsiyah. We live in a world of action and activity. But freedom of choice never creates freedom of outcome. The outcome of any given endeavor is always in Hashem's hands. And therefore it's Ben Adam She'ein Lo Yeshua. Human beings can't save us. It's only Lashem HaYeshua.